Welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Paul Noble. This is your daily appointment with our international critics and cultural experts, where we check in to find out exactly which shows to see, books to read, and music to hear each week. Today's topic is music, and we'll be taking things underground in the company of music programmer, concert promoter, and cultural catalyst, Glenn Max, Convergence Festival Artistic Director at London's Village Underground. Welcome along, Glenn.
Thank you.
So let's start with you and your background in music and concert promotion. Where did it all begin?
Well, I guess it all began in New York, because that's where I'm from. And New York is, as you know, like London, a cultural melting pot and constant cultural explosion. So my first sort of experience as a curator, having trolled through the art scene, both as a musician and visual artist, was at the Knitting Factory, which at the time and for about 15 years before I got there, was a very wonderful experiment in avant-garde social engineering, in which case we've had, you know, it was the birth of the downtown improviser scene. You had musicians like Mark Rebo and John Zorn, Philip Glass, Diamanda Galas. It was a really wonderful place, and it was also a really social, fun place as well. You'd be surprised how much you know, social activity and could happen around such serious music and such serious musicians. But it was actually a really fun experience. And I did that for 3 years, producing some of their festivals as well, and concerts and venues like Town Hall with artists like Ali Faka Touré. Through that work, I got the introduction to my predecessor at the South Bank Center. And sometime after that, I heard he was leaving, and there was nothing, having heard about the Meltdown Festival in particular, there was really nothing that would stop me from getting the job. So that was my next move. I spent 9 years on the South Bank producing Meltdown Festival. I created Ether, which is a festival of electronic arts and multimedia, very similar to Convergence. And it was a great 9 years there. And I left there to work on the Wilderness Festival and joined Village Underground as the artistic director, which is a wonderful, kinetic, community, gritty little art center in Shoreditch.
And let's talk about Village Underground for those that don't know. This is in East London. Quite a shift from the South Bank Centre. Give us a feel of the space and what happens there.
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, it's a landmark in that it's got tube carriages on the rooftop, and you'll see them quite often in photographs. And unfortunately, sometimes we find the photographs in articles slamming Shoreditch as well. But it's a creative community with those tube carriages on the rooftop are actually offices and studios for the creative community of Shoreditch. And it's especially on a sunny day like today, it's a beautiful place to be on the rooftop and get your work done. But it's also a great and ambitious performing arts program that they launched there. Visual arts is a big part of it. There's an internationally recognized street art wall there. There's a fine arts wall there. And then, of course, inside there's a program that does theater, music, club nights. We've sort of done it all there.
And indeed, Convergence, which is running right now. Let's talk about Convergence. The headline is Music, Art, Technology equals Convergence. How do these three fit together, and which one is the prime mover in this?
Well, I'd have to say that music is the prime mover, really, because music is the converger in many ways. Music does bring people together, and of course, it also brings technology and art together as well. But you can look at this. This is, you know, you could look at it from any side of the prism, really. Coming from the from a music background, I'd have to say it is the music that sort of drives things forward. There is a Pied Piper element to music as a phenomena. And even though we're seeing a bit of a Pied Piper phenomena in technology in the last 15, 20 years, I think something about music continues to capture the imagination and bring a lot of exciting social activity around.
Let's stop talking music and actually listen to some. You've brought in your first track by Panther du Prince. A very long track would probably take up the entire show if we played it in full.
Yeah. The reason I chose that track is because it really shows the ambition and the far-reaching vision of some of the artists in electronic music today. And that we've come so far from, what was at one time, considered a very facile sort of format for music. I'm not so much talking about, Stockhausen and Russolo and some of the early experimenters, but I think what we're seeing now is a kind of popular artist who reaches a certain point in popularity and a certain point of perhaps financial security that they are suddenly able to really invest in their knowledge and skill set. And Hendrik Weber, who is Panther du Prince, is one of these great composers with a very far-reaching vision. In this case, he's collaborating with a company known as the Bell Laboratory, and he's working on an array of bells designed in from large to small, including one 3-ton instrument of copper bells. And this is a beautiful track. It's got a beautiful build to it. It has a complete, at about 3 minutes in, it does a complete shift of mix, which is somehow not jarring. It somehow just slips you right into the groove. And it's just a beautiful track, and there's a lot of mystery to it as well.
And that was Spectral Split by Panther du Prince playing as part of Convergence Festival at Village Underground. I wanted to step back and just ask a wider question about London and nightlife and venues. And we've seen recently what seems to be a bit of a clamping down on, the reason a lot of people move to London and a lot of the music that's made here. And it seems like there's a lot of nightclubs and underground scenes being closed down, but just because property is so valuable. What's your take on that?
It's a terrible concern. It's a real issue. It's something that I don't think we can give enough attention to. We're about to see the complete evisceration of London culture, London, not just underground culture. I mean, we're talking about some venues that were rather, established and didn't have troubles around them. We're not talking about even dingy raves, which we're also a fan of, but we're talking about a really broad hollowing out of London culture right now. And it's something that everyone needs to be vocal about and take steps to ensure. And it really involves a lot of tolerance on residents' part. You can't move across the street from an art center and then try to take down the art center. There's a whole ecology of artist, practitioner, business people, technicians who depend on this culture. And it's absolutely, I think it's a crisis right now. And not just in London, we're seeing it in lots of other cities as well.
I'd absolutely agree with that. And it is, it's quite terrifying really when you think of London's standing as a leader in the arts world, how a lot of these spaces are being taken over effectively.
Yeah. I mean, London, as opposed to New York, London has something called heritage, which they protect. But there's cultural heritage as well. And I think that's what needs to be set forth as an agenda. And it's crucial right now.
Well, let's dig into your next track. It's one of the bigger names playing at Convergence and a bit of a rarity from him. It's something from Gary Newman.
Gary Newman is one of the great, I guess he's a popularizer of electronic music. He certainly had his detractors when he came out. He wasn't the first to start using electronics, of course. I mean, he's influenced by things like Brian Eno and Roxy Music and Ultravox, but he certainly pushed the love of the synthesizer forward, and not just the love of the synthesizer, but the culture around it and the culture of technology and this sort of he played on our fears of alienation and embraced science fiction in a way that we probably hadn't seen before. His love of, you know, Philip K. Dick and things like that, his embrace of robot culture is fascinating considering robot culture is now here. I chose this track because it's an instrumental of an early beloved track called Our Friends Electric. And when you strip out the vocal, it really, I think, opens itself up to really seeing what an innovator he was.
I wanted to ask about programming a festival, both Convergence and some of the work you did with Meltdown. You have to get a lot of ducks in the row. There's artists, your tour schedules, the logistics, the transport and egos. How, as someone who's right in the middle of it, how complex is that procedure?
It is enormously complex, fraught with drama, heartbreak, and the occasional triumph. A lot of heartbreak, though.
Where does that come from, the heartbreak?
You know, you just don't end up with everything you want. I was particularly interested in some of the criticisms against Reading Festival this year, and some of them maybe are deserved, but we don't know what they went for at Reading. We don't know how many women artists they went for. I know how many women artists I went for, and I ended up with very few. And there are very few. And because of that, you know, they're in demand and the timing's just not right, you know. So we went for artists like, you know, Holly Herndon, who's an up and coming electronic artist. Would have loved to have her on board. Wrong time. And this happened repeatedly. FKA Twigs thought I might be able to get her for a big show, but they had their own plans. So, you know, it's a very, very competitive, very difficult. Your timing has to be right. Your offer has to be fantastic. You're dealing with agents who are very good at working your budget to death. So it's a complicated process. We were very lucky, though, to score artists like Panthe du Prince early, Matthew Herbert, Andrew Weatherall, who's a bit of an underground legend, and of course, you know, Gary Newman, George Clinton. So we had some luck, but, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about what I didn't get.
What could have been?
Yeah.
That's another festival, the festival that you actually wanted to put on.
That's a good festival.
Before we end, we're going to play one track by, you know, the most influential electronic group of all time, Kraftwerk. It's Radioactivity. Tell us about what you're doing with this
piece. I thought this would be a good track to play because this is, let's face it, you know, Kraftwerk are not just the Beatles of electronic music. They actually are becoming almost like the Beatles. I mean, as it turns out, their influence is immense. It can't really even quite be measured just what an influential group of musicians this was. And, you know, and coming from Dusseldorf in the late 70s, what a strange shift this is from how we had been telling the story of contemporary music. And so I chose this track because we're doing a project called Radioland, which is going to revisit their 1974 album, I think it's 74, called Radioactivity, which is quite experimental. Side A is full of some great melodies, but it's a very dark and consuming record. And we're going to be doing a very visual presentation of it with celebrated UK musician, pianist named Matthew Bourne. This will be, I think, his first major electronic-only project. And so it'll be very interesting to see how they interpret the work of Kraftwerk. There'll be some strong visuals, and it sounds like it's the kind of project that makes convergence kind of fun.
And that was Kraftwerk with just a touch of Radioactivity. Glenn Max, we're going to have to call time on it, and you're heading back over east.
I am.
To Convergence. Just remind us of the dates and when it runs until?
It'll run until the 21st. We close at the Troxy with that big Panthéon du Prince concert. During the week, all the shows are at Village Underground, and we're also running 3 days of Convergence sessions, which are talks, workshops, and installations, some performances. That'll be at Cachette on Old Street, Thursday through Saturday.
Great. Glenn Max, thank you very much. That's been it for today's episode of Monocle Arts Review with me, Paul Noble. There'll be more tomorrow.